Hey everyone, welcome back to The Coop with Meyer Hatchery, where we talk about all things poultry in hopes of educating chicken keepers and inspiring future flock owners. And I'm Jeff. Today we'll be discussing predator-proofing the coop and run. First, why do we need predator-proofing? That's pretty simple. Everything loves chicken. At least it seems that way. Chickens, especially pullets and hens, don't really have a way to defend themselves. A rooster can try to protect himself and his flock by kicking up with his long, sharp spurs, but even a rooster is no match for some predators. Think about raccoons, possums, coyotes, fox, minks, neighbors' pets, or even your own little fur baby. Don't forget hawks, eagles, and snakes, which they especially like the eggs. And then for some of you, depending on your location, bears and big cats. Each predator will try to find a way to get your tasty birds or their eggs. They will look for a way into the coop or run. Some will fly and will dive into your coop from a nearby tree branch at just the right moment or after circling in the sky above. Some will climb over your fencing, while others will dig under it. Some are capable of opening things you might not have thought they could, and others may slither or crawl through very tiny openings. For these reasons, and because predators can come from any direction, we need to make sure the coop is sturdy and secure on all sides. Start by making sure your coop has a good, solid, level foundation without any gaps. It's okay to use recycled items, yes, but make sure that the coop is built with sturdy materials. You probably don't want to build your coop with duct tape and zip ties. The roof and sides should be solid, strong, and without gaps except for the planned ventilation. Hardware cloth should go over the windows. Doors and nest boxes should have locks and carabiners to secure them. While a raccoon may not have opposable thumbs, they do have five fingers and their paws are surprisingly hand-like. They can open things if not latched and secured. If you have a coop with the ground as the floor, you may want to add hardware cloth around the outside of it. You should dig down and bury it, and this will help prevent predators from digging a hole under and into your coop. Once the coop is secure, now you need to think about your run. When your birds are outside during the day, it is most often that it will be the flying or domestic predators that will be wanting to get to them. So the run will be most effective if it is covered on all sides. Fencing or hardware cloth can take care of the sides depending on the size of the run. If you'll have mamas and babies in the run, hardware cloth will definitely be the better choice, because chicks can get through the gaps in some fences, and it's really sad to see when a chick is running on one side of the fence and mama is stuck on the other side of it. This also opens the chick up to becoming an easy chicken tender for whatever may be nearby. Hardware cloth can protect your birds of any size from predator claws reaching in through a gap and grabbing them when they are near the edge of the fence. Raccoons love to do this, and it's not pretty. And it isn't just the sides, though. There are predators that will dig under the fence to get into the run, just like the coop. We suggest digging down about a foot and extending the hardware cloth around the perimeter of the run, too. Cover it up with dirt or stones to secure in place, and you have a very nice barrier to protect your birds. So we've got the sides and the bottom covered. Now think about the flying predators. If you are able to cover the top of the run, do it. A simple metal roof that can also provide shade and cover from the snow or rain would be great. And it helps to keep the mud to a minimum too. Hardware cloth over a frame can also be used. Depending on the weather, you can cover this with a tarp to provide shade, a windbreak, or help reduce mud when keeping your birds protected from things like circling hawks or hungry eagles. You may have noticed that we didn't suggest using chicken wire. Hardware cloth is preferred because while it does cost a little bit more, it is stronger and usually has smaller gaps than chicken wire. It is more difficult for something to bend it or get through it. It also has the benefit of being more effective against things like snakes or rodents that can easily fit through fencing. Another coop consideration is the location of the coop itself. Like they say, location, location, location. Is it in an open area? An open area allows you to easily see a predator approaching and doesn't give the predator a place to hide, but you may need to add some supplemental shade or cover for your birds. If you place your coop near enough to the house, you may be able to hear indications of predators too. Your chickens may start squawking to let you know something is amiss and making them uncomfortable and afraid. When you have an area that is too large to cover easily, be careful of trees. They do provide shade, but they also provide a lovely spot for some predators to lurk, waiting for the opportune time to grab a chicken treat. Your nighttime predators tend to dislike light because it's easier for you to see them. If you are able to have your coop near an electrical source to provide lights, that will help deter these predators. You can also use it to electrify a fence, which will deter predators as well. If the coop isn't close to an electrical source, you might want to look into both solar lights and solar-powered electric fences. Your best way to keep birds away from predators at night is keeping them closed in at night. And it's a good idea to close the coop about dusk daily. You should consider getting an automatic door opener and closer. Also, don't forget to use locks or carabiners to keep out those pesky raccoons. This isn't just for the coop. If you can access your nest boxes from outside, you should close and lock those too. Carabiners through the door latches work well to deter raccoons. A daily check of the coop and run is never a bad idea. You can make sure nothing tried to get in or damaged anything, so look around to be sure that all your birds will be secure at night, with no new holes or gaps for a predator to sneak in. Some other things to consider is maybe a secondary fencing around your property. This can be a general deterrent to predators and may help to keep your birds safe if they should get out of the run. Now, if your run is too big to cover, you won't be able to totally stop hawks or eagles, but you may be able to deter them with things like the night guard repellent tape, old CDs or foil pie pans tied to a string. Things that can hang and reflect light may deter those predators, but it isn't a guaranteed deterrent. Night Guard also makes a solar-powered nocturnal predator control light that simulates the look of another predator's eye and can help deter predators from coming around thinking that there may already be one there. Again, this isn't foolproof, but we have found them to be effective at times. You vary the height based on what predator issue you are dealing with and move them around to help keep the predators guessing what may be there. You now know some of the most common predators and how to help protect your birds from them. So, inspect your coops and runs. Make sure that they are secure, sturdy, and without any gaps. Cover the top and the secure bottom against any digging. Provide light and close the birds in the coop at night to keep them safe until morning. And with that, I want to thank you for listening to The Coop. Be sure to subscribe, and if you'd be so kind, drop me a review. Do you know that you can save $5 off the next Meyer Hatchery purchase you make? Just enter the coupon code THECOOP at checkout. I'd love to hear from you. Do you have any ideas you'd like me to talk about here on The Coop? Are there any questions I can answer? Please email me your questions, your ideas at podcast@meyerhatchery.com. And the most important information is right now. Life is good because we have chickens.